On this day in our history, March the 7th, born on this day was one of the great philosophers, thinkers, poets, and doctors of all time, in the year 1274, St. Thomas Aquinas, Estevancio Dorantes. 1539, he was a Moroccan slave owned by the Spanish expedition coming to this place first in that year, and he led the expedition into the northern parts of New Mexico and back to Mexico City, one of the few survivors. And there were lots, hundreds of African slaves and freemen who marched in this territory back in that period. Are you listening to us on your iPhone or Samsung phone or whatever it is you have by your ear, plugged in? Well, on this day in 1876, the great-great-grandfather of that phone in your hand was patented by Alexander Graham Bell. On this day in 1942, the first cadets graduated from the flying school at Tuskegee. The famous Tuskegee Airmen were born on this day. There were many bloody Sundays in human history, but the one that affected America the deepest, the most profoundly, took place on this day in 1965. To protest the vicious murder of Jimmie Lee Jackson, a man who less than a month earlier, had been part of a demonstration in Alabama, was killed, brutally murdered, protecting his mother, running from the police into a cafe. So a march was organized for voting rights and in his memory. It was the march across the Selma, Alabama Bridge. 600 civil rights marchers headed out on this march for voting rights and to remember those killed and maimed in the civil rights movement were met by hundreds of Alabama state troopers and policemen who wouldn't let them cross. As they tried to negotiate, they were told there were no negotiations. And the man who now lives in Infamy, Sheriff Jim Clark, called on all white males in Dallas County, Alabama, to come to the courthouse to be deputized. This vicious mob then attacked those marchers on horseback and more, hospitalizing people. One man died in the hospital days later on the subsequent marches, a minister from the North. 17 marchers were hospitalized. It was called Bloody Sunday. America saw this, and it turned the tide in many ways on the consciousness of America about voting rights in this country when they saw the vicious attack by the racists against the marchers on Bloody Sunday. As a consequence, thousands came to Alabama to begin the march for civil rights that turned the tide in this country, began on this day, Bloody Sunday, March 7th, 1965. And if you like Oreo cookies, well, this is your day. The best-selling cookie in the world, created on this day in 1912 in an Nabisco factory. And on this day in 1942, passed away a woman named Lucy Parsons. She was born in 1853. Lucy Parsons was born a slave in Texas. She was a Mexican, Native American, black woman born in Texas, married an ex-Confederate soldier as they fought together for civil rights and human rights in Texas. His name was Albert Parsons. They moved to Chicago. They became union leaders and fighters in Chicago. He was hung in Chicago for the Haymarket riots when workers stood up to fight for their rights in this country. She remained a revolutionary fighter for women's rights, for social justice, for socialism, and more to the day she drew her last breath. One day we're going to do an entire program about Lucy Parsons because she was one of the uncredited heroes in our country, and she passed away on this day in 1942. The great photographer Gordon Parks passed away on this day in 2006. He was born in 1912, one of the great African-American photographers, one of the great photographers in the history of this country. And there's much more on this day in history, but we'll leave it at that today. And you can find out what we've left out, all the other parts of this day in history, more about pieces we've talked about, if you go to steinershow.org. And, of course, throughout this program, we'll be playing the musical scores that were born on this day as well. That's this day in history, March the 7th.